You know, many of us are mission-driven. It's one of the reasons why we either listen to this station or create programming here at KPFK. And speaking about mission, this is exactly what we're talking about next, is a life design. The mission of life design, and we're switching to a new guest now, who's a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Ray Blanchard. He's an incredible guy. If I read his bio, you would be blown away because he's so humble and so filled with light and such a beautiful human being. He's the co-executive producer of the movie called The Answer to Absolutely Everything. He is the chairman and co-founder of Spectrum Life Design Education Headquarters. And the mission of Life Design Education is to open up possibilities for people to create the life of their dreams with freedom, with passion, and that their community is harmoniously empowered. I love that. We were just kind of talking about that on this and with my last guest. He's also a master trainer and corporate consultant, has delivered personal development trainings and consulting programs on heroic leadership to over 200,000 people over the last 40 years, and has a best-selling book on Amazon in the motivational and management category, all sorts of wonderful things. But really, Ray is my friend. He is my friend, and I love him. Hey, Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lisa. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ray and I are in a group called the Transformational Leadership Council together, and we get the opportunity to play together once or twice a year at the conferences. And I've just always experienced you as such a loving individual. And what you've done and created in your life, it's just you live the way that you teach. And that's a beautiful example of how to be in the world. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So share with us and my audience a little bit of what you teach. What is life design education?
Life design education is fundamentally a course in how to live successfully. And when we say successfully, we mean having peace within yourself, as well as being able to produce and to create the successes that you want in your profession and other aspects of your life. So the course that we teach basically gives you the fundamentals of how to do that after clearing out some of the baggage and self-sabotaging techniques that most people have going on in their life so that they can live with greater ease.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of what we've been kind of forced into doing, but not in a bad way, is to have multiple sources of income to, in a way, be our own boss or our own self-motivator. Even if you have a job, there are multiple ways to be able to create different revenue streams or different projects. They don't have to be revenue streams because this is the environment that we're in now. This is today's culture. But it does take, if you really want to have this wonderful life that's mission-driven and you're motivated and you're happy and you have peace in your life, it does take really constantly self-analyzing. Looking, am I doing this in the way that I would like it to be done? Am I complaining? And can you listen to yourself as a third person to really hear it all? Can you be the observer of your own behavior? That's why I think courses really help, and to help you have an outside perspective of the way that your belief systems are. You can't usually see them yourself.
Absolutely. Because most people aren't walking around aware of their belief systems that are on automatic already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when we wake up to those beliefs, wake up to our narrative, the very awareness allows you to make new choices. And you can live your life by design rather than by default. And I think many people are living by default because they just never were educated to themselves. I think we get educated to subject matter in universities, but we don't get educated to ourselves. Ourselves is one of the subjects that probably we should take as a mandatory course in life.
Yeah, don't you? Yes, exactly. Well, give me an example of someone that's living mostly in survival, not realizing it.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just having a conversation with someone on the show yesterday about a parent trying to discipline one of their kids, teenage kids. And he thought that he was being honest with the kid, but quite frankly, he was being honest within his own belief systems. And he was operating on an automatic, and it caused the kid to recoil and turn off. And he had no idea that he was causing that by being reactive to his own belief systems and not knowing how to open up communication where it could be received by the son in a way that could make a difference. So he had to start looking at himself. And it's not easy to look at yourself because most people don't know the techniques or how to do that, to look at yourself and to sort things out. Because most people, when you start looking at yourself, you just look at the same old things that you've been looking at all along. So until somebody comes in and intervenes and shows you how to start looking at yourself and how to start looking at your beliefs and your narratives and how you're interpreting the world, because he was pushing his worldview onto his son without recognizing that he wasn't giving his son the respect, for one thing, and trusting that his son had the kind of intelligence that could process things on another level. So he was, you know, so it created a mess.
Now, that's a great example. There's such a generational divide these days because our younger generation is it's in a totally different environment than their parents. I know this because I have a teenager, but, you know, from that example, I mean, we had, in our 50s, 60s, even 40s, we didn't know what the environment of social media was going to bring and what it means to live in that world these days with relationships and dating and work and income and pressure and external focus. We're not used to that type of parenting. And then you take these great young people who are doing the best they possibly can, they sometimes stumble into addiction, depression, because they just don't have any mentors, guides, and they're trying to hustle and figure it out themselves. So yes, addiction and depression happens, and it is that definitely a need for a lifeline there, and I get it.
Yes. We have a teenage, I have a teenage niece who's just graduated from high school, magna cum laude.
Wow.
And she's getting ready to go off to college. And, you know, we had a little session, a little grown-up session with her a couple of days ago, giving her our wisdoms, if you will. And she sat and listened. And then we had her talk to us about what she heard us say and if there was anything she wanted to say. Well, it was, I was sort of sitting back observing it, yet participating in it. And I could see that some of the older people in my family were giving her advice from their age when they were growing up.
Right. 60 years ago. Yeah.
60 years ago.
Yeah. That goes right over their heads. Yep.
Some of it's well-meaning, but some of it's completely irrelevant to the world she's about to step into. And she's stepping into a world that that's like her peers. And she needed a different kind of advice, a different kind of conversation. But I think the older adults were trying to do the very best that they could to give her advice from 60 years ago, but it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, that's why I think that this would be a great gift. We have a lot of graduates right now, and a lot of our teenagers, our youth, are going from that, you know, one phase of high school into the college environment, which this would be a perfect time to take this 4-day personal empowerment training course. I have to say, this would be life-changing. It's called the Freedom Course. And Ray Blanchard is offering this for our fun drive, which I so appreciate. And these are 10 tickets. And this is a huge value. I mean, this is an amazing $500 value. It is one ticket, 4 days, for a $200 donation to the station, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we are so grateful for this. So you have to call us, 818-985-KPFK. And this is life design education, and you do all of this great personal work that you don't have the opportunity to do when you're learning reading and writing and arithmetic and all those things. And even in life, you know, as adults, when you're making any type of advancement in your life, it helps so much to go back through and find out what are your values? What are the belief systems? Are they limiting you? Now, this is June 20 through 23. It is in Los Angeles at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, LAX. And we need to get your physical email. Your physical mail, email, and phone. So that means your address, email, and phone. So you can be sent paperwork in advance and so forth. So it is a $200 pledge. Call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. There are only 10 of these available. And how much is it basically costing you not to do something like this? Are you in debt? Are you having challenges with your relationship? Are you at a crossroads in your life where you don't know where you're going, but you're certain that what's happening right now is not currently working? Sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and you've got to go outside of your current situation or circumstances in order to go a deep dive inside, deep, deep dive inside. And I think that's what this offers. What is the 4-day workshop about?
Well, it's about a number of things, but fundamentally, I think most people have different wounds in life or incidents in life. Mm-hmm. I've had a few. I know you've had a few.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those situations cause pain and wounds in our lives. And we often don't know how to process that. And we end up having a lot of conversations of either beating ourselves up or thinking that we did wrong or judging ourselves and treating ourselves badly internally, and that can spiral. And what we have a way of doing is getting underneath all of that and clearing it out so that you can open new conversations with yourself and create a new narrative for yourself. And we give people ways to do that, solutions to do that, not just in the training room and with us, but they can take it away and do it on their own when they're not with us. So it has lifelong value. So the few days that we're together, we're dealing with everybody's issues, the kinds of things that everybody deals with, identity, belonging, defining their purpose, finding ways that they can contribute to their community that lives out their purpose. But all of these different issues and conversations get in the way, so we have a way of digging down deep and in a way that everybody can do it. And everybody's at their own pace, doing their own work. But the great value is that you can take it with you into life and apply it to everything in your life, no matter what area of your life that you're dealing with.
So this is fantastic. It starts on a Thursday in the evening, and it's Thursday night through Sunday. And it is over 30 hours of powerful training time. You get to talk with a personal coach. You get to combine yourself with like-minded peers that really help you do the deeper dive, because that's what community and connection's all about. And then you get a weekly coaching call for 3 weeks, which goes beyond, which is so great, Ray, because I think you figured this out. When you go through these courses, it's all great and rah-rah, but then you get back into your life, and within a week, it's all gone. And you actually have somebody supporting people for many weeks to come, which is incredible. And I just read that this is actually a $1,000 value, which is phenomenal. And it is a $200 donation to the station. And the number again, 818-985-KPFK. Is there a website, Ray, that people can also learn more at?
Yes, lifedesigneducation.com.
Okay, good. So you can learn more about it there. And other than the first 10 that are going right now, if you call us, 818-985-KPFK, which is a $200 donation to the station at lifedesigneducation.com, you will be able to see it for its full price. So get in if you can, 818-985-KPFK. Do it for a graduate. Do it for yourself. Do it for a transition in anyone's life. To get this opportunity to really spend 4 days on yourself is so rare in today's busy, busy, busy age, and with so many distractions. You really have to dedicate yourself to this. And it's a Thursday night, and then all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. It's an investment in yourself. It is your education, and it's about self-awareness. And also, if you really want to find out what your belief systems are, kind of take a look at your life and the results around your life, and you'll see what they are. Is it maybe you don't think your belief system is that of debt, but it actually is if you are in debt. These are the ways that it shows up in your life, and it really kind of takes a whole entire level of awareness to look at something like that, right?
That's right. And by the way, it's Thursday night and Friday night.
Oh, thanks.
It's all day Saturday, all day Sunday. But all day
gotcha.
Sunday ends about 7:30. But
gotcha.
So altogether, it's about 36 hours of really great work to look into yourself. I think, Lisa, the thing that most people come into the training, like my business partner who founded this with me, he did the training like this when he was 18 years old. And, you know, we have people in the training who are 80 years old because they want to take a fresh look at their lives as well. Their life isn't over. You know, 80 nowadays is like the
new 60, right?
Years before. So they're still looking at themselves. And, you know, the whole thing that I think we see in the world these days is people are getting involved in continuous learning.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And the world is shifting so fast. What we see today, 20 years from now, we won't even recognize the world.
Mm-mm. There will be flying cars. It'll be so exciting.
Oh, so exciting. So people are continuously learning things. But I think, you know, Lisa, the thing that I see around me as the world changes, as the world turns, so to speak, is that people are looking for a new identity. They're having an opportunity to go back and look at how they created their identity in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for reinventing themselves, new identity. And what I see in many people is a longing to belong. They are around so many people but still have a sense of not belonging. And that leads to all kinds of dramas and issues in their lives and doing behaviors and doing things in life, sort of looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can never get enough outside for what's missing inside. And what we really want people to do is have an opportunity to be enriched from the inside and find abundance from the inside so that they can have enriched and compassionate relationships and invent a whole new community for themselves.
You know, and also, you know, as you're talking there, I'm realizing how many sectors are being redefined. Relationship is redefined. Parenting is redefined. Working is redefined. And all of this is probably due to technology because we're so interconnected now that it really is up to you to determine who you are. And there are so many options that if you don't know who you are these days, it can be so confusing. And then redefinition hits you upside the head, and that's called failure, crisis, and pain. And then you need to learn resilience. Now, wouldn't you like to get a hold of something like that, maybe ahead of it? And if you don't grow, you're dying these days. I mean, we've heard that said. I don't even know who said it, but it's so true. We live in a totally different time of reinvention constantly. You probably know a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, in reinventing ourselves, we can't do it alone. Because if we did it alone, we'd find ourselves thinking and doing the same old things that we did before. So we need people looking from the outside and assisting us from the outside, being our extra ears and eyes to help us. And learning to work together with people in that way, I think, is not only community, but the fact is that we need other people. you know, everybody else has a lot of the same kinds of things that we have going on. To a great degree, we think that we're alone and we're the only ones who are going through what we go through. But we find that we're not the only ones. You know, we think sometimes that our life is a mess, or we make a mess, and we oftentimes criticize other people for the messes that they are. But, you know, when you're going through a mess, I know, Lisa, you've seen this in your life and other people's lives as well, that when we go through various situations and make a mess, or we find that, that we're in a mess, it brings us closer to the divine. We have to look inside and find something sacred, something enduring that we can hang our hat on and hook into. And it can be defined as getting closer to the divine. And as we do that, and other people do that, what we tend to find is that we're not all alone. We're all on our journey getting closer to the divine, the divine that is in all of us. And I think that's one of the greatest nuggets and greatest things that we find in these trainings, is how we come closer to that greater self that lies within all of us.
Absolutely. Well, that's why something like this really is helpful, because you get to have that beautiful perspective that Ray just mentioned. And how else do you get that perspective? Definitely not by the current environment you're raised in or you're educated in. This is only available when somebody spends their 40 plus years developing courses that help you design your life intentionally. Otherwise, life happens to you and others, instead of you actually creating your life. So this is the cool thing. So it is our fund drive here at KPFK. So we would appreciate it if you called right now, 818-985-KPFK. There are only 10 single tickets to this 4-day personal empowerment training course. It's called the Freedom Course. And it is offered through Life Design Education. And it is June 20th through 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in LAX, by LAX. And if you call us right now, it is a $200 donation to the station. This is a $1,000 value. The Freedom Course is a $1,000 value. And if you go to the website, lifedesigneducation.com, you will see that there. And I am so grateful for the donation of the tickets to the station so that we can raise money during our fund drive. So the number again, 818-985-KPFK. The cool thing is you get 30 plus hours of incredible training time, a deep dive into yourself. This is for all of our lifelong learners, and we really never stop learning. And then you get a personal coach to speak with, like-minded people to hang out with, because everyone's in the same boat there. We're learning and diving deeply. And then you get a weekly coaching calls for 3 weeks. And also, you're a part of a Facebook community, so you can stay connected. But the weekly coaching is a huge value. To stay in touch with someone for 3 weeks to talk about, remind you of what you learned and deepen the layers of the learning and make it long-time learning rather than just one-type learning. And one thing that I've learned and know about the brain is that the brain learns so much better and longer when you turn the emotion up. And when you're involved in a community like this, when you're really with a group of people, the emotions are high, the connection is high, the memory is more indelible in that learning environment. Doing this on your own, listening to MP3s or, you know, podcasts, that's one level. But when you get to the actual experiential learning level, it goes into a deeper groove in the brain. The more neurons connect together, and it makes a more indelible mark in the brain. So I'm a huge fan of in-person trainings like this. They are absolutely life-changing. And if you string them together with the, you know, afterwards the coaching and also listening to the material online as well, then you get a whole different support in your brain, which is really, really cool. So, did I mention it's a $200 pledge to the station that you have to call now? 818-985-KPFK. And it is a incredible value. It's actually priceless when you do something like this. It's really, really cool. How long have you been doing this?
One of the things you said is that the brain does, it develops a plasticity for growth, for further growth. And you mentioned getting involved emotionally. What we call it is getting engaged. Many people learn from a distance. And what we want people to do is to get engaged emotionally, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, fully engaged with yourself and fully engaged with what's going on around you. And I think, like you said, the learning goes deeper, and the brain starts to process that in a different way. And what we do is, with the follow-up calls and the follow-up work, is creating sustainability and anchoring it for people so that they can, so it's more durable and long-term. And one of the things we're going to add in for you that I didn't tell you about, Lisa,
yes,
is that I talked to my web design people, and we're going to put up two more downloads for people so that they can study afterwards and be reminded of some of the things that we teach. So I've got two CDs.
Oh, great.
I'm going to do for the people who call in earlier. And
awesome.
One of the CDs is Organize Yourself for Success. It's a great piece because it taps into your vision, it helps you create your vision, and then set it up in such a way that you can actually manifest that vision. It's a great piece. And the other one is Living Transformation. And all they have to do is go to my website, rayblanchard.com, and use the code GREATLIFE19, GREATLIFE19. And that will be up for 24 hours, so if people want to grab those, as well as the 10 seats into the training, that'll be great.
Oh, awesome. That is such a beautiful gift. Well, thank you. All right, so you got to be on the honor system here. Call us, 818-985-KPFK. Be one of the 10 people from KPFK that goes to this Freedom Course. There are only a few of these left, so you have to call right now. It's a $200 pledge to the station. It's a four-day training, June 20th through 23rd. And if you, it's in the evening on the 20th and the 21st, which is a Thursday, Friday, and then during the day on the Saturday and the Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd. And it's a $997 value. If you call right now, you will be able to donate $200 to the station. Make sure you give our volunteers in the phone room your email and your phone number, and so that you can get the materials ahead of time. Plus, Ray just mentioned, if you go to his website, rayblanchard.com, and this is a free gift, you just enter the code GREATLIFE19, and then you can get these two downloads that Ray just mentioned about organizing yourself for success and living transformation. So you'll just enter in that code GREATLIFE19, and you'll be able to get those downloads for free, which is awesome. So we're lots of things happening here. We're giving you incredible life-changing information, the opportunity to have coaching after this course for in addition to 30 hours, weekly coaching for 3 weeks afterwards, and something for free, too, at rayblanchard.com. You get the great two downloads for continued learning and the code GREATLIFE19. Well, that's it for me today. I am out of gifts here. This is it's been wonderful to talk with you. You are a gift, and thank you so much for being on and participating.
It is so great being with you, and so great being with you at our TLC meetings, and great being with you on the show here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Life.
Yes.
I love being with you, and you have such wisdom to offer yourself. And thank you for having me on. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I just want to just echo is that in all relationships, you need to learn to listen generously. As the American Indians used to say, listen to the whispers so that you don't have to hear the screams.
Oh, good point. Excellent point. Yes. Thank you so much. Ray Blanchard's my guest. And thank you so much for participating in today's Fun Drive. The number again, 818-985-KPFK. I'm Lisa Garr, and you're listening to The Aware Show.